Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the After Class Show with Abigail. It has been over a month since I've been on the radio with you guys, so I'm super excited to be back. It's a pretty cold day here. It is pretty cold in Waterloo. I'm from Toronto. That's where I'm born and raised, grew up there. But it is really, really cold over here in the winters. It's like peak winter right now. Last week it was like negative 20s. This week it's close to negative 20. Apparently next week is going to be freezing cold, like negative 30s. So, but it's nice to see everyone's bundled up outside with their coats and their scarves. I've seen so many nice scarves outside, which is cool to see. And everyone's cheeks are rosy when they get inside from the cold. But yeah, everyone's bundled up and layered up. So I thought I would just go back to a similar playlist that I played the first week that I did the show. And the first week that I did the show, the weather was just starting to get cold. So I talked about cozying up by a fire and having all the layers on and having your blanket and listening to the nice mellow music. I decided I'm just going to go back to that, and we're going to do a new playlist with new songs, but with the same kind of vibe, just because it is peak winter now. So I've got a lot of cool artists that I'm going to play for you today. Some of them, I'm just going to list them, honestly. I have Lizzie McAlpine in here. I have a Joni Mitchell song. I have Taylor. I have Gracie Abrams. I have Boy Genius. I have Saros, Ethel Kane, Noah Kahan, all great artists. And then in the middle of there, I threw in Hozier's cover of Do I Want to Know by the Arctic Monkeys. It has been all over my TikTok feed the past few days. Maybe more than a few days. It's been about a week. But it's a beautiful song by the Arctic Monkeys, but it's not the same vibe that Hozier did. He really grabbed it and stripped the song and made it his own. And I think it's just a beautiful, beautiful rendition. So I'm super excited to play that for you guys, because I think that, you know, we should give him his flowers for that. It was a beautiful rendition. But yeah, last time I was on here, I did the Wicked soundtrack. I played a lot of songs from the soundtrack that I liked, but a lot of music has come out since then. And, you know, a lot of songs have been resurfacing on the internet, and even Spotify has been recommending songs that I haven't listened to in a while. So, you know, I'm just coming on here to play a few of those for you now. Let's start it off, though, with Lizzie McAlpine. This is a song called Soccer Practice that I'm going to be playing. It's from her most recent album, Older, but specifically it's from the deluxe version called Older and Wiser that came out a little while back. I had the pleasure of seeing her for the Older tour. I saw her for her last tour, too. But this tour I saw with both my parents, so it was really nice to kind of go to a concert with them. I grew up going to concerts with them, and I hadn't been to one in a while. So it was super nice to kind of connect with them and share with them the music that I love. And I just adore Lizzie McAlpine. I just think she has a great voice. Lyrically, she's amazing. So here's Soccer Practice. What a great song. I think lyrically, that is a really cool song to kind of dive into and think about what each lyric means and break it down into kind of smaller pieces. But Lizzie has always been a great lyricist. She writes all of her stuff, obviously collaborates with other artists and kind of with her producers and things like that, but she writes all of her stuff, which I love. I am just obsessed with singer-songwriters. I think it's so much more meaningful when what you're singing kind of came from your heart and came from either an experience that you lived or a story that you're telling from your perspective, or even if you're telling someone else's story. When I feel that when you write it, it's just the music is so much more personal, and it's so much better in my opinion. So I think all of these people on this playlist are singer-songwriters, and it's just like all the stuff I listen to. Like, if you don't write your stuff, obviously no judgment towards you. There's a lot of successful musicians that I love that don't, but I just feel that I connect and I resonate more with music when the artist who's singing it also writes it. But yeah, that song is great. I love the little instrumental breakdown at the end when you hear the piano and it gets really earthy, and then you have that distortion pedal and you hear a little bit of the synth, and then you just have those really crisp guitar chords just being strummed once. Everything about that song is just beautiful to me. The next song I'm going to play is Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. I love this song so much. I have for years. I kind of haven't listened to it in a little while, obviously with Christmas that just passed, everyone was listening to River, because that's like, I know a lot of people that's, they tell me that's their favorite Christmas song, and it is such a beautiful song. But I listened to it, but then I realized that I hadn't listened to this song in a while, so I wanted to play it for everyone just to spread a little bit of love. Obviously, everyone loves Joni Mitchell, so here's Both Sides Now. I personally love that song. There's obviously two versions to it. There's a version where the main instrumental is piano and guitar. I picked to play the guitar one today. It's just the version I tend to listen to more. Personally, I play both instruments. I actually play a lot of instruments myself. But guitar is just my favorite. I love songs with the guitar. Piano ballads are obviously beautiful as well, but songs with guitar just feel very personal to me. So I really connect with them, so I thought I'd play you that version. The next one I have is a song by Taylor Swift called I Look in People's Windows. This is off of her newest album, The Tortured Poets Department. I believe this is off of the deluxe version, actually. I'm not sure if it's called a deluxe. She did some crazy stuff. She released like 30 songs in an album, or she released one album and then a few hours later, like a whole separate album. It was insane. So I believe it has 30 or 32 songs on it, the entirety of it. But I wanted to play this song. It's probably my favorite song of the album. It's quite short. It's only 2 minutes, which isn't usually a song that I would tend to like. I like longer songs. I tend to stay around the 4 minute mark when it comes to songs I like. But this song was just really beautiful. It's about her struggling with obviously being in the public eye so much, and then kind of looking and trying to find this person that she's talking about in everything and everywhere and everything she does. But yeah, I just thought it was a beautiful song and wanted to play it for you guys. So here's I Look in People's Windows by Taylor Swift. I am just obsessed with that song. I don't know why I love it so much. Something about the guitar riff or even the melody just like kind of scratches my brain in a weird way. But I love when she goes into higher octaves. Taylor, I think, normally sings in a lower octave. But when she does little falsettos, I love it. So that's definitely my favorite song off the Tortured Poets Department. And of course, the main instrument on it is a guitar, which is not surprising for me to connect with a song like that. But yeah, I tried to learn it. It's actually harder than it looks, but it's a very beautiful song, and the guitar riff is just amazing. So the next song I'm going to play is called I Told You Things by Gracie Abrams, who is my favorite artist. This is off the album The Secret of Us, but this is the deluxe version. This came out not too long ago. No, maybe it's been a few months now, but this is a beautiful song. I love it. I had the chance to see it live, actually, when Taylor came to Toronto. She just in time, she released it, so she started singing it on the Eras Tour the night before my show. So I'm lucky enough to have been able to see this live. It's a beautiful song. It's even more beautiful live. The lyrics are just, she's an amazing songwriter. Just like Lizzie, I think that her and Lizzie are amazing, amazing songwriters, and they really know how to connect with their audience. But I also think I'm going to do a Gracie week for sure. Her being my favorite artist, I think it's weird that I haven't done a little week dedicated to her yet, but I'd love to show you guys some of my favorite songs from her. She has 2 albums now, 2 EPs, a bunch of singles. So I'd really love to just share with you guys some of my favorite songs from her, because I really connect deeply with, I think, all of her projects, really. She has a way of just taking lyrics and making it so any audience can connect with it in any way. You can interpret it from many different perspectives, and she's just an amazing songwriter. And even vocally, this album, she's really stretched herself and grown as a singer. She used to be known as like a whispery singer, which personally I love. I love that whispery sound. It just makes me feel, I don't know, like heard in a sense. It's very personal. But she's definitely going and, you know, using her chest voice more when she's singing and taking her voice to new octaves that we've never heard her do before. And even live, she's been performing a lot more live, doing little festivals and shows and, you know, going on Jimmy Fallon and SNL and things like that, which is amazing. But yeah, even vocally, she's really stretching herself, which is really nice to see for an artist who was kind of known for being a whispery singer. I think that's something that a lot of people don't like. So it's cool to see that she's really growing as an artist, and it's obviously paying off. She's doing really well in terms of charting. She's, I think, top 50 in the world on Spotify right now. That's how much she's being streamed for her song, and that's so true. That's her biggest song right now. And I think it might be her biggest song of all time now, which is crazy. I remember when her biggest song was I Miss You, I'm Sorry. But that was a while ago now. So I've been, it's weird to think I've been a fan of her for a few years now. But here's I Told You Things, which is just a beautiful song. So yeah, give it a listen. I love the synth in that song at the beginning that kind of holds its way throughout the entirety of it. It's very Aaron Dessner vibes, which makes sense as he produced the album. But to me, this song is very similar to a lot of the songs on her first album, Good Riddance, which is why I think it's my favorite off the deluxe. It just has that similar tone. She is a little bit more whispery in it, so I know I just told you that she's kind of been going away from being a whispery singer, but again, it's just a song that I more connect with and a sound that I more connect with, so it's definitely one of my favorites. The next song I'm going to be playing is the cover that I talked about earlier, Hozier's cover of Do I Want to Know by the Arctic Monkeys. I love the Arctic Monkeys. I don't listen to them too often. I do know a fair share of their songs, but they're not a band that I, you know, put on a lot, not something I listen to a lot. But I do really appreciate their music. Hozier, I don't also listen to too much, but I will tend to put him on sometimes. And I do know, I think I know more of his songs than I know from Arctic Monkeys. But this cover's been out for a while, but it's been blowing up over TikTok. I didn't know about it. I'm not really a Hozier fan, so I don't follow a lot of what he does. But it's been blowing up. So many edits, and my goodness, they're all making me cry. Very emotional. But he really took a song that I don't think had that intent and stripped it and made it so beautiful and like gut-wrenching in a sense. So anyways, I just really thought that I should share with everyone because it's a beautiful cover. So here's Do I Want to Know, Hozier's version. Sorry about that. You got a sneak peek of the next song at the end there. But that was an amazing cover. Again, he totally just stripped it. I would play the original by the Arctic Monkeys just to show you a comparison, but it doesn't really fit the vibe of the playlist I got going right now. But you should definitely take a listen on your own time to just see how kind of he took it and made it his own. I think it's beautiful. I love, and even my parents have always loved watching covers where they take a upbeat song or even a rap song sometimes and you just strip it and make it your own and just turn it into this beautiful rendition. But yeah, so I just wanted to share that with everyone because that was something that I've been listening to recently and just kind of seeing everywhere. So wanted to give him his flowers for that one. The next song is by Boy Genius. This is a band who includes Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus. They are not currently making music together anymore. They've gone off onto their personal journeys, which they were doing before. They've made albums already on their own. But I haven't seen them live. I was going to, but sadly did not get tickets to their tour. But this is just a song off the album that I love. It's, I think, their most popular song off this album. But it's a great one. So here's Cool About It by Boy Genius. Their voices, all three of them, blend together really, really well. They do amazing harmonies throughout the album, which I love. And even lyrically, they write all their stuff. Some songs, certain members, but sometimes all of them. And, you know, they always just have a way with connecting with everyone. And again, great guitar song, which is just like a staple kind of thing for what I listen to. The next song is by an artist named Saros. They don't have a lot of music out from what I know, but their music is so, I don't even know how to explain it, almost like earthy to me. Kind of the songs I listen to when I'm in a really, really mellow mood. Like I'm either on a walk in the morning or I'm on a walk at night, or I'm just kind of bundled up and I don't really want to even, not that I don't listen to the lyrics, but it's just like it's so beautiful in and of itself. It just sounds beautiful. I don't even need to listen to what they're saying. But this is called House Song, so let's give it a listen.